gripped the doorknob, knowing he was expected by whoever was on the other side. He dropped into a prone position, his weapon out in front of him.
Get ready, everyone.
Light spilled out of the room, coming from the small fungus positioned overhead, as well as from the monitor screens along one wall. Two men were in the room, scrambling for their weapons, as they retreated to the door sliding open at the back wall. Ryan brought up his Sig Sauer. He put four rounds into the lead man, dropping him in his tracks, then swung his gun towards the closer man. The shot hit the second man in the leg. He went down hard to the ground. Still alive, Ryan dashed into the room. He grabbed a swivel chair in front of one of the monitors lining one wall in the sex station. He threw the chair at the closing doorway at the back of the room. The chair slammed into the gap. The door closed on the chair. A red light went on over the doorway, bleeding out letters that read "Error, Door Malfunction." The space left in the gap was large enough for a man to slip through if he was careful.
JB.
Yeah?
You got our retreat.
Count on it.
Ryan lifted a flashlight from one of the dead men in the room. A small wind gusted from the open doorway, shifting his hair. It was dark beyond, but there was enough light to see that a tunnel continued on. Christy and Doc moved to the sec monitor station and started looking over the controls. Jack grabbed the wounded man, quickly tying his hands behind his back with a length of chewed rawhide.
Doc, Christy, what have you got?
A satellite system, Ryan. It operates off a mainframe computer.
Can you find Mildred?
We're looking, but it appears this system is tied in with outside viewers as well.
I'm looking for a master list. This system isn't as simple as the one back in White Sands, and there's a number of lockouts on different areas.
We don't have a lot of time here.
I know, lover. If we can't turn something in the next minute or two, we'll give up.
I'm gonna hold you to that.
Ryan glanced at the wounded man Jack had secured. Jack leaned in close and shoved one of the leaf-bladed knives under the man's jaw with almost enough force to break the skin.
Don't talk. Don't yell. Don't cry.
The black woman. We want to know where she is.
In the lockup.
How is she?
Prince Bolt didn't want her hurt.
She's in one piece?
Yes.
What's she doing there?
The prince was talking to her. Wanted her to do something for him. Pepper might know all of it, but I don't, I swear.
Where's the lockup?
Through that door. You go down, follow it around to your left a while. Take the second left you come to. Follow that tunnel straight through and you'll be there.
Men on guard?
Yeah.
How many?
Three, four, I don't know for sure.
Gag him, Jack.
Jack made the leaf-bladed knife dance along the man's forearm, then removed a strip of cloth from his shirt. Working quickly, he gagged the prisoner. JB stepped quietly and quickly into the room, pulling the door closed behind him.
Company, Ryan.
More guards?
Soldiers from White Sands. Looks like they were blazing along our back trail and followed us into the complex through the hole we made. If we get lucky, maybe they won't see this door the way you did.
Ryan took another glance down the opening beyond the jammed doorway. Mildred was waiting somewhere at the other end of it, and perhaps a Matrans unit that would take them back to Deathlands.
Lover.
Ryan moved to a spot between Doc and Christy. She pointed at the monitors in front of Doc.
Looks like somebody opened the ball for the Rebel Celts.
Scanning the monitors, Ryan had to agree. The light amplifying programs in the outside cameras picked up most of the action. The Prince's Seed Heralds attacked the Vil populace without mercy, slashing at them from horseback with swords and shooting them down with rifles and pistols. Many of the homes were already ablaze, creating even more confusion in the sudden battlefield. Another monitor showed two of the soldiers from White Sands. They skulked down the corridor just outside the sec room, their machine pistols leveled before them.
Lock won't hold these guys long.
All right. We got directions to Mildred. We find her, then we'll figure on a way of getting out of here.
Problem is, a man could get plumb lost inside these roots.
At least we'll all be together.
You're forgetting about the plague, though, lover.
I'm not forgetting. Just isn't our problem.
You remember what Tarragon said about how it could spread across the water, even to Deathlands.
I remember. I also know a dead man can't do anything about it. We fuck around in here too long, we'll be dead sure as bunnies pop little green turds. Besides, that plague's over 100 years old. Might not even work.
Even as he spoke, a cold fear knotted up in Ryan's belly. If the plague did get loose, maybe he was only buying time to get back to Dean. But part of him knew they were all only living on borrowed time in Deathlands anyway.
Who are you people?
Glancing back over his shoulder, Ryan saw Bolt on the monitor in front of Doc. Ryan had never seen the man close up before, but he remembered enough of him from the earlier battle that he knew who he was looking at.
You were with the Black Woman, weren't you? If you're here to try to stop me from ending this pale shadow of a world, you're coming way too late. You'll only be the first ones to die.
He found us when the SEC team stationed here didn't check in. I tried to respond, but evidently I did something wrong, Ryan.
The monitor, displaying Bolt's scowling features, shut off. It's okay, Doc. We've been bastard lucky anyway.
If he sets that stuff off while we're inside here, could be we'll all get infected and take it back with us.
Something else I noticed. There was a Matrans unit behind him. Could hardly see it for the computer equipment. That's our way out. Doc, you know where Bolt is?
The monitor in front of Doc cleared, suddenly shifting to a multi-layered map. A bright blue dot was in one of the rooms. An emerald dot flared to life in the upper right corner.
There we are, Ryan. And there is Prince Bolt.
Ryan studied the map, committing the twists and turns to memory.
Jack?
Yeah?
You remember how that guard said to find Mildred?
Yeah?
Once you, Doc, and JB get her, you figure you can find your way here?
Probably.
I'm gonna be counting on it.
Looks like we're found.
Let's go. Getting pinned down here isn't going to do any good. Like as not, Bolt's probably already got SEC teams headed in this direction.
Ryan turned and led the plunge into the darkness. His headlong pace aimed deeper into the mountain. Ryan headed towards the second left fork ahead of him, turning back only long enough to wave a brief salute to JB.
See you on the other side of this run, Ryan.
Do that.
Ryan raced onwards, Christy only a half step behind him. Clove passed through the gate warily, easing past the sliding iron bars. His eyes burned as he stared at Mildred. As he drew closer, lust and curiosity stamped out all other feelings and emotions. Mildred let him come, quelling the instinct inside herself to recoil from the young Celt's advances. She didn't want him touching her, nor did she especially like what she had planned for him. However, getting out of the cell required both. Reaching out to her, Clove cupped one of her breasts timidly.
Yeah. Like what you got a hold of, Clove?
Yeah.
Patience. Let me take care of you.
There's no time. Someone could
come. What have we in here?
Mildred grinned up at Clove as she reached for the front of his breeches and opened them.
Oh. Oh, blessed look.
Is that what you call it?
Bolt felt the panic rise in him. The strangers were inside his fortress. Never in all his years had the complex ever been invaded. He allowed in only those whom he wanted in. Leaning over the machines before him, Bolt studied his seed heralds as they battled the Celtic populace on the monitors before him.
Merlin, close down the nerve center.
Steel plates fell down over both doors, closing them off from the two points of exit. Farther out in the underground root system, other sections would be shut off as well.
Done.
Reference. The people who first breached the integrity of this complex.
Searching.
One of the monitors suddenly started cycling images as Merlin flipped through the banks and cameras available to him.
There are three separate groups of unidentified intruders.
Where?
A map formed on the monitor that the computer had been directly accessing. Bolt recognized the layout at once, realizing the strangers were closer than he'd imagined.
SEC Post 8 has been breached. Loading video now.
Bolt glanced up at the monitor. A window opened, showing him strangely garbed men whom he'd never seen before, moving through the SEC post the first group had just exited. The way they were set up told the Celtic prince that they were no friends of the earlier groups. They looked to be more interested in tracking the strangers who'd been with Mildred Wyeth. One appeared to be arguing angrily with one of the prince's wounded SEC men, who was sprawled on the floor, bleeding from his leg. The intruder shouldered his rifle and shot the wounded man.
Has the system been shut down at the SEC post?
Affirmative. Less than 5 seconds ago. Following primary security programming.
Bolt looked back at the map. He followed the maze of lines, locating the two groups of bright dots, one paired, the other in a triangular grouping that were headed in opposite directions. The three were closing in on the cell where the woman was being kept under guard. The pair was making the turn at the far end of the corridor that would bring them to the outer door walling off the nerve center where Bolt stood. Somehow, they'd found him.
Are there any videos for the other two groups?
No. Surveillance is managed by sensor implants in the root walls.
Bolt looked at the approaching two lights. They were too close now for any other defenses to be used to shut them out. Unconsciously, he turned and glanced at the steel door closing the room off from that direction. It would hold, even if they had explosives. In any event, He wasn't planning on being